Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Some meetings in our area. The Falls Village Board of Selectmen have a special meeting that is coming up this morning at 8 a.m. It's a Zoom meeting. Kent Board of Education is meeting at Kent Center School for their regular meeting. That happens at 5 p.m. The Dover Zoning Board regular meeting at Town Hall will be at 7 p.m. tonight. Ankrum Planning Board meeting comes up tomorrow at 7 p.m. The Sharon Board of Recreation and Youth meeting is scheduled for Thursday at 6 p.m. The Ashley Falls District Historic Commission, their meeting is set for Thursday at 4 p.m. More COVID-19 notices in Region 1. On December 1st, Region 1 received notification about following positive cases for coronavirus in the region. North Canaan Elementary School, two students, one in the elementary school, one in the middle school, tested positive after being in close contact during a visit with family member that they wrote about on November 29th. The affected students are symptom-free and are currently at home in quarantine isolation per CDC protocol. All close contacts have been notified and will remain at home in quarantine for 14 days. A family member of a middle school student has tested positive. The affected person has never been in the school building and has no contact with any other staffs or students. The middle school student is symptom-free and is at home in isolation quarantine. There's no need to close school or classrooms due to the emergence of those cases. Salisbury Central School, a middle school staff member and spouse, not a Salisbury Central School staff member, have tested positive. The affected staff member was last in the school building Friday, November 13th, and has been quarantined isolation since that date. There's been no close contact within 6 feet for 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period in the school, so there also is no need to close the classrooms at this time. As of Tuesday in Connecticut, Governor Ned Lamont said hospitalizations were at 1,152, deaths were at 5,040 since the start of the pandemic. This is one of the high points. Governor Lamont announced during the news conference that the state's positivity rate has risen to 5.9%. 54 additional people were hospitalized and 20 more people died from the virus. The number of positive COVID cases in the Twin Counties in Greene and Columbia counties is showing growth in the days following Thanksgiving. In the past week, the county increased its total number of positive COVID-19 cases by 62. The county will likely see a spike in the number of positive cases after, of course, people have returned from Thanksgiving. Governor Cuomo announced prior to Thanksgiving the state would not permit gatherings of more than 10 people in private homes. Local sheriff's offices said they would not issue tickets or fines to people who violated that rule. In Berkshire County, the COVID-19 death toll rose by 1 to 64, with confirmed cases count up 43, according to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. If the recent rise in confirmed cases continues at that same pace, the long-term picture, according to the COVID Act, is now, in Berkshire County, 40 new cases per day. That's 37.2 for every 100,000 residents. That means if that kept pace over the next year, that translates into about 67% of the population of Berkshire County. Highway tolls on the New York State Thruway will increase by 30% for non-Easy Pass users next year, while the toll on the Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge is also set for a long-anticipated bump. The Thruway Authority Board of Directors unanimously approved the toll hike, which will take effect January 1st, and mark the first time the rates on the toll portion of the superhighway system have increased since 2010. A toll increase was first proposed by the authority a full year ago as it began transition into cash all-electronic tolling, which was rolled out across the remainder of the Thruway system last month. But the increase has taken on more urgency because of COVID-19, which has helped decimate the Thruway Authority's revenues by contributing to a severe decrease in traffic. Internet security, smart savvy, safe, secure virtual event happening December 3rd at 5:30, put on by Noble Horizons, co-sponsored by Salisbury Bank. The pandemic has exploded the use of the internet. You can learn how to protect yourself with Dave Hall, president of CompuWorks, explaining the latest techniques that cyber criminals use and what you can do to avoid a breach and how to recognize an attempted hack. More information at noblehorizons.org. Berkshire Botanical Garden will present their 30th annual Holiday Marketplace online Friday and Saturday, December 4th and 5th, with Holiday Marketplace online featuring a legendary gallery of wreaths. For more information and to view the gallery of wreaths, shop, and schedule a pickup, visit berkshirebotanical.org/events/holiday-marketplace. Salisbury Winter Sports Association is hosting the annual Swasa Ski Swap and Sale on Saturday, December 5th at the Lakeville Hose Company. The schedule as it stands right now, as everything with these days, is subject to change according to the state. Masks, temperature checks, and social distancing will be required for all attendees and volunteers. You can bring equipment in to be sold Friday only from 4 till 7 p.m. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. The sale on Saturday will run from 8 a.m. to noon. From noon to 1 o'clock, residents can then pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday will become the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Proceeds from the sale will benefit several Swasa youth ski programs. Check Swasa's website, jumpfest.org, for more details and information. The Falls Village Recreation Commission Drive-In Tree Lighting Celebration will be held December 5th at 5 p.m. Falls Village Town Center. It is a drive-through event only. The event will be conducted as a drive-through event. During that event, visitors must remain in the vehicles. Santa will be making an appearance. For more information, contact the Recreation Director, Emily Peterson, recreation@CananFallsVillage.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 29,823.92, the NASDAQ at 12,355.11, and the S&P 500 at 3662.45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.